The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
There's a budding cottage industry in America that's coming up with ways to make license plates less photogenic.
This is one of them. A clear spray designed to blind the camera. Photoblocker is supposed to make license plates so reflective, the tag becomes unreadable.
Unreadable for cameras, at least, according to that story on WBAL-TV in Baltimore. So what's the fuss about? Red light cameras, for one thing, and for another, random photographing of license plates by police. That's something the Virginia Attorney General's office ordered stopped in the Commonwealth, but as David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project tells us, it hasn't quite worked out that way.
When he was Attorney General in early 2013, Ken Cuccinelli ruled police have to have some probable cause. They can't just go around indiscriminately collecting data along streets and highways of Virginia. Bill Sizemore of the Virginian Pilot has written a story about the effect of this.
These kinds of rulings are supposed to have the effect of law unless changed by the General Assembly.
But the state police, who's invested quite a bit of money in this technology, they have 44 license plate readers statewide. They interpreted the ruling to say if they dump the data after a certain number of days, they can continue to do it. They kind of set the policy here. They said as long as they delete the data after 24 hours and don't hold on to it, they're in compliance.
And David, it's not only the state police, and that's not the only policy being applied.
Sizemore's story shows that as you roll down into local governments, the approach gets even more varied. Some police departments have discontinued it altogether. Some have limited the amount of time, and some have just ignored the Attorney General's opinion. They feel like it's such a powerful tool, they're not going to abide by the ruling.
And now some state lawmakers are working on a legislative response that could accomplish what the Attorney General tried to do. Our next story revolves around the question of whether or not guns are allowed on school property.
This is a story by Louis Lavio of the Richmond Times-Dispatch about what happened when the principal of the Chesterfield County High School, after they had a weapons scare there, a girl showed up, showed some friends a kitchen knife. No one was hurt. No one was actually threatened with a knife. But it was an opportunity for the principal at Thomas Dale High School to write a letter to parents reminding them that guns and other weapons aren't allowed on the Chesterfield County school grounds.
That letter got the attention of the Virginia Citizens Defense League. They say the principal was mistaken about that. So, David, I guess the question is, what does state law say?
There's a very narrow exception in the law, and reading it, it would appear that if a parent or someone who had a concealed weapon permit as they come to a school to pick up or drop someone off could continue to carry that concealed weapon in their car, entering and leaving school grounds. I guess the idea there would be a practical thing. If you were a parent and had a concealed permit and you left work to go pick up your child, you wouldn't have to go home, drop off the gun, and come back and pick up your kid.
And David, I guess one thing this illustrates is when a public official makes a pronouncement about Second Amendment rights, somebody will be paying attention. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can follow their daily compilation of newspaper reports from around the Commonwealth at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.